Welcome to the Search Storage UK FAQ podcast on storage security. My name's Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief for Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Mathieu Gorge, CEO of security consultancy Vigitrust. There are two questions in today's podcast. The first question is, what is storage security? Over to you, Mathieu.
Thanks, Anthony. Well, storage security deals with any type of security aspects around the storage architecture and the data that's actually stored on that architecture within your organization. So the first thing to do is to look at why would we be concerned about storage security. And there's basically two or three things that we need to look at. The first one is the regulations. So the legal framework around data retention and potentially e-discovery. In the UK, we have to look at the e-discovery mandate. We have to look at the Data Protection Act. We also have to look at electronic health records, all of which might have mandates for data to be retrieved at some stage, which means that the way it's stored needs to be absolutely 100% managed by the organization. There's also standards such as CCIDSS and ISO 27001, which have requirements for data storage, and I'll talk about that later on during this podcast. So in terms of data storage, we're talking about the data that could be stored on a NAS, on a SAN, and basically any other solution that can store data and information assets. So we need to understand that not all information is created equal. Security and storage needs for each type of data must therefore reflect the value of the data itself. And it's up to your organization to assign that value. And that can be a security value, it can be a business value, typically it's a mix of both. So you have to look at the notion of information lifecycle management, ILM. How is the data created? How is it acquired by our organization? Where might it be stored? Has it been dematerialized using a multiple functional printer, for instance? And have you secured that whole process? So really, data storage security is therefore only one brick within the overall security strategy. It's a very important brick, and it's very important that the data storage security features highly ranked in terms of priority within the overall strategy of your organization in terms of security.
Thanks, Mathieu. The next question is, what are the key elements in a storage security strategy? Over to you again.
Well, the first thing is that you need to understand the security risks against the information assets and the data that you store. So again, there's different types of risks, physical access to the systems on which the information might be stored, logical access, so who's got access to the operating system, who's got access to the applications, who's got access to a number of files, and it really depends on your organization how granular you want to get with regards to analyzing the risk. But really, those risks should be based on the security value of the data that you're trying to protect. And that goes back to a very well-known concept, which is the CIA concept, the idea of confidentiality, integrity, and availability. So in other words, how confidential is the data? Do you need to make sure that nobody can tamper with the data? And who needs to be able to avail of the data? And the availability of the data is very important with regards to storage security. So the best way to deal with that is to have a mix of policies and procedures, technical solutions, and training. And examples of policies and procedures that you might want to include in a storage security strategy would start with a data acquisition policy that would be in line with data retention and data protection regimes that apply to your organization, an actual storage policy, which is more of a technical policy, a user access policy, and also a disposal policy such that when the data is end of life, you know what to do with it. And all of this must meet the information lifecycle. All of this must meet the information lifecycle of the data that you're trying to protect. In terms of technical solutions, there's a lot of talk about whether data needs to be encrypted or not. typically data should ideally be encrypted at rest and in motion, which means that if you use a NAS or if you use a SAN, you might want to look at how you manage the encryption keys, strong access control, so that you can guarantee that you know who accessed the data at any given stage. The other thing that you need to look at is the capacity planning. So you end up saving and storing an awful lot of data, so you need to ensure that you deduplicate the data such that you're not saving the data several times. And that's also part of the security strategy, because you may be actually saving information that you're not supposed to save. And then finally, there's the idea of disaster recovery and business continuity, making sure that the availability of the stored data doesn't actually impinge on security if you need to access the data at short notice. So really, it's a case of integrating the data storage into the overall security policy. In fact, ISO 27001 covers all of that. And as an example, PCI DSS, the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard, has published a frequently asked question document on storage, covering encryption of data that's allowable to be, covering the, which data is allowed to be stored under PCI, and also covering physical data storage, because that's one of the areas that's very often forgotten within a data security storage security strategy. And finally, I would highly recommend that people consider looking into the documents that have been published by the Security Technical Working Group of the Storage Networking Industry Association. They published a very good white paper in 2009, which is entitled Introduction to Storage Security, and which will help your organization get started with the right plan.
Excellent. Thanks, Mathieu. That's the end of the podcast.